So, in this recording, I want to discuss the issue of food banks, which I've written a few short pieces on for the Progress blog. And in those, I talk about how the increase in awareness and use of food banks is indicating that there's a failure in welfare provision in the UK. And that it's a failure also of the current welfare reforms, because it indicates that people are no longer able to afford food to eat. But I'm also slightly critical of food banks as the solution, because as we've seen from the Canadian and the US experiences, these forms of relief soon become institutionalized parts of welfare provision, and as such, it kind of allows for a continuation of government policy which ensures that people do not have enough money to buy food. And frankly, that is quite unacceptable. But in this, I want to briefly talk about the idea of food poverty itself. It's not new, this concept of food poverty. The poverty literature often talks about problems that people with low incomes have in relation to gaining access to food for quite some time. Usually it relates to things like lack of income to be able to shop around for the cheapest bargains, the additional cost of having to buy from convenience stores rather than being able to go to the bigger supermarkets, and of course issues around the quality of nutritional value of foods that people on lower incomes are able to afford in comparison to those with sufficient or high incomes. But the challenge with the current focus on food banks and food poverty is that it's about the lack of ability of people to afford food, as has previously been stated with other concerns with food poverty. But here we also have a concern with food poverty as a new concept and social problem. And there's lots of research, or growing levels of research, we're starting to focus on how we measure food poverty, how we discuss food poverty. And whilst it's important to single out issues of poverty and explore the social consequences and the impact on well-being that poverty can have, to start to separate it out in this way as different types and different strands of poverty starts to break away from the fact that at the end of the day, this is just poverty. Poverty is the main problem. Poverty is the main cause. If we start looking at food poverty as its own separate form of poverty, we start breaking away and breaking down a wider focus on poverty per se. So the aim of policy should not be to create new concepts of poverty to analyse and explore, but to illustrate how poverty itself can cause a whole range of social problems, a whole range of challenges for people to meet basic survival and basic well-being, but to return to poverty as the core cause of these problems, to bring our focus back to the fact that people lack sufficient income, be it through wages, be it through welfare benefits, be it through saved income and retirement pensions, whatever the source of income, there are groups of people who lack sufficient levels of it. And this is the core problem. It's nothing to do with individual responsibility or individual fault. It's to do with the fact that wages are still too low and have stagnated for decades, that people cannot get enough work in some cases, and that vast levels of inequality still exist in society. That there are not enough jobs for people to use and for people to be employed and to gain sufficient work, the growth of zero-hour contracts, all these things tie together to underpin causes of poverty and as such become the biggest problems which need to be addressed. Food poverty is just a symptom of poverty, and as such, Whilst it is important to ensure, of course, that people have sufficient food and actually can have food to eat, the best and more permanent solution to tackling issues like food poverty is to eradicate poverty itself.